Do y'all know the history of Kellogg's?
Dog, yes.
Why don't you break it down?
I just learned.
Yes, so why don't you break it down for the people?
Check this shit out.
And wait a minute, wait a minute. Are y'all niggas about to ruin cornflakes?
Yes,
yes we are.
Oh, so check this out.
Yes, we are.
The story I was told was that Kellogg created cornflakes to basically keep America from masturbating.
That's correct.
I'm out.
He felt that the elements in beef and chicken and pork were causing Americans to act in certain ways. So he wanted to create sustainable food from vegetables so that they wouldn't masturbate so much. And even to the point where he and his wife were in a seven-day Adventist marriage, that which they had separate rooms. There was no sexual activity. They adopted their kids. You know, he felt that his body was a temple to God and to God only. So he created this tasty cereal empire to keep us from masturbating.
You know, I knew a guy like that. He's probably 50 years old, never married, and disdained sex. Turns out he's a homosexual. Once he figured that out, he was off to the races. Everything got better.
He didn't have to make a cereal. He just figured it out.
Yeah. He took one bite of the cereal of cornflakes and was like, oh, I'm gay. Let's welcome to the Midnight Miracle, Mr. David Letterman. Sir, this is your microphone here.
Oh, no, I heard that, and it's so rare that anyone applauds anything I do. I assumed somebody had won some.
And that was a Midnight Miracle. My apologies to our guest, David Letterman. Unfortunately, we had to cut him out for time.